This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Can we talk rats here for a minute, please? Not, you know, because we necessarily want to, but because we kind of have to. They are an icky, unhealthy, and yet expensive reality of urban life today. Boston, Chicago, Washington, D.C., yes, Los Angeles, also New York, are in never-ending fights to keep their rat populations in check. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson went on a Big Apple rat patrol.
New Yorkers typically do their best to avoid the city's rats. Today, we're seeking them out.
That's an active rat burrow. You see, it's smooth.
Rick Simeone is the city's director of pest control. He points to a small round hole in the dirt of a neighborhood park.
Walk here. Feel yourself start to drop. You feel yourself stop?
Yeah,
okay.
We're basically caving in the ceiling of the rat burrows, or network of tunnels, that we're standing on.
That means there's a lot of activity.
Okay.
Okay?
So we're hoping that there are rats in here right now.
Oh, we know there are rats in here right now.
Two exterminators haul a wheeled cooler through a park with about 120 pounds of dry ice. The pellets look a bit like ice cubes emitting a foggy vapor. When they see a burrow, they shovel a few scoops of pellets into the hole and then cover it up with soil, trapping the rats inside. They breathe the carbon dioxide vapors, suffocate, and die. It's a relatively new technique. The city worked to get it approved by the EPA and has been using it for about a year. In that time, the city's already gone through 14,000 pounds of dry ice. It's more labor-intensive than rodenticide or poison, but it's more effective, and it doesn't pose a risk to the birds and other predators who eat the rats. Joseph Rodriguez is one of the city's exterminators.
If you pay attention to the burrows that are close by, you'll see the vapors coming out from the other burrows, which lets us know that they're connected.
Do they ever come out at you?
There's times where they may try to escape through the same hole, or they'll run out through another one. It doesn't happen so often, but definitely depending on how high the activity is, you'll end up with more chances of them running out on you.
Not exactly what I was hoping to hear, but Joseph says working in the park is much better than basements, where the rats run on wires and pipes overhead. He plugs about 8 burrows in this one section of the park, which is down from 21 burrows in December.
Our goal was to reduce rats by about 70%. We're getting closer to that. We're not quite there yet.
Laura Englund is New York's deputy mayor for operations. She oversees the city's $40 million rat eradication program, launched in 2017 to target three of the city's rattiest areas.
In schools, we're probably close to 70%. Parks, we're probably around 40%. And that's mainly because we struggled a little bit this winter because, well, it was great that it was a warm winter here in New York City. That did not help slow down the growth of our rat population.
Rats breed less often when it's really cold. Last year, residents called in nearly 10% fewer rat sightings to the city's non-emergency helpline. Those numbers had been growing since 2011. The Rat Initiative also includes traditional rodenticide and replacing some open trash cans with closed ones so the rats can't feed on the food that's in there. The mayor's office had wanted to prohibit New Yorkers from leaving their garbage bags out on the curb overnight before trash day.
But there was a lot of pushback from a lot of homeowners and large apartment buildings that thought that would be very costly to do, so we weren't able to do that.
Cleaning up cities' hygiene and food waste is probably the most effective way to control rat populations, says Jonathan Richardson. He studies urban species at the University of Richmond.
So we know the access to increased food resources is the number one reason many of these pest, quote unquote, pest species are thriving in cities alongside us.
But he says we're never going to fully eradicate rats.
Think about their gestation rate is only about 3 weeks. They often have more than a dozen pups per litter, and the female can become pregnant within days of giving birth. And so they're sort of exquisitely adapted to reproduce and to reproduce really fast.
Cities like Washington, D.C. are even experimenting with rat birth control, trying to get rats to ingest a continuous supply of contraception to slow or prevent new births. Richardson says it'll be a while before we can tell how effective that is. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.